We're still geeking out on beer here in the studio behind the scenes. Everybody's still here at KX93.5. Pixler, you could take Matt's microphone since he's,
MIA.
I think I'll do that.
Since he stepped away. So what's going on with you, man? You were pretty much with us since day one, since we launched this segment.
Yes, sir.
And member of Straub Distributing, but from what I understand, it was your last day today.
Yeah, after just about 15 years.
Wow.
Today's my last day.
No kidding. Have you held, like, every position at Straub leading up to... Now.
Up to where I'm at, yeah.
That's
just, I mean, almost every single, except for like accounts receivable, accounts payable, stuff like that.
Yeah,
HR.
Yeah. I'm not a numbers guy. They'd go broke if I was in that department. Nah,
You're an ideas guy.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess.
He hasn't done the draft department. He's not that mechanical. So.
Oh, see, there's Howard. He has got his last little jab in. Always.
Again, congratulations on the move. But what was your role as far as like just before exiting Straub? You were dealing with all the craft beers.
Right. So I was what they called a craft brand manager. So I managed all the suppliers we had. So everything from Ninkasi, Valiant, Bootleggers. We used to carry Taps, which we don't carry anymore. Mm-hmm. All the CBA brands, Widmer, Kona, Red Hook, everything. So I had...
So you really interact with all of these people almost on a day-to-day basis.
Right. All of the suppliers, all the managers, all of their salespeople, and then on some... way, shape, or form, I'll usually deal with an owner here and there or like a district manager here and there or something like that. So a lot of communication, a lot of programs, a lot of marketing, a lot of just informational stuff. That's why I was always stuck at my desk and I couldn't, right. Get out and do a lot of things. But
so you'll wake up in the morning and then that first email you get after a couple hours is just buried because you're swimming in them, right?
Oh, I'm getting emails before I wake up.
That's insane.
Yeah, my emails start at 4:45 in the morning.
Right?
That's terrible.
And they don't usually finish till about 10 or 11 at night, so I don't get much of a break from emails.
Some of those people need to take a break from their emails.
You know, I was going to say that to Matt because I got one from Matt just last night at like 10:30 or something from Ninkasi.
Well, that probably was a friendly email.
Luckily, I was still awake, so it wasn't a problem.
That time last night, Matt was playing darts and drinking pints.
I think that was the best part.
You know Matt pretty well.
So he told me, off the air what he was doing last night.
I was like, how did you know?
I was like,
were you at the Marine Room? Okay.
It was a work-related thing, however.
Cool.
David Pixler, you are moving on to a brewery that we know and love, and that is Bootleggers.
Yes, sir.
Right?
On Monday, that's when I start. Monday morning, full time.
You couldn't have taken a week off or anything?
No. Just jumping right in.
Good.
I like vacations like anybody else does, and honestly, I haven't had a vacation in a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you should really take a vacation. It's good for you.
But I just can't. I don't know. I can't. I'm like Howard. So Howard tells me all the time he gets kind of stir crazy when he's on vacation or he's not working. He's
just a little
stir crazy. I get like that sometimes too, and I want to be doing stuff for my job.
That's why you got to go on a really wild vacation, like an adventurous vacation. So
right.
Then you're like climbing like pyramids or like climbing something, and then you're not focused on the fact that you're bored.
I would just be climbing to the top of like a brewing facility.
Right.
Or something.
Yeah. That'd be fun too.
Climbing
I could
on
handle
top
that.
Of a brew kettle or something. Nothing.
Climbing
else.
To the top of the cases in the bootleg storeroom.
But if you're just laying out on the beach, it's fun and everything. But yeah, then you can think about all the stuff you're supposed to be doing.
King of Ninkasi Mountain in Eugene.
That sounds fun.
Go to Eugene.
That's what I like to do.
And you're
going to
be working for Uncle Martin?
Yeah. Aaron and Martin. Martin would be my direct report. So.
Very cool. So now your job is to, I guess you're going to be working out of the Fullerton office?
Yeah. They have three different buildings. So their brewery building, then they have a main office, and then they have a sales building. I'll be in the sales building, which it's all on the same street, but they're separate from each other.
Right.
Different buildings in between. And I kind of laughed. I said, in the next couple of years, you guys are probably going to own every building on this street, right? Just call it Bootleggers Avenue or something.
No kidding.
So
right.
I think that's probably the direction they're going anyways.
Like a Monopoly game. They should consolidate everything and get one mega huge awesome facility.
Right.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic.
So for the people out there who haven't been, because I've never been there. So what's it like?
The brewery itself.
Yeah, what is it like? Like, what do they have in there? Is there going to be food there soon like a restaurant?
They actually have a separate tasting room that's away from the brewery. It's closer to downtown Fullerton.
So what's that then? Like, what's
it's the main
difference?
They have the main brewery now, and they're actually installing a whole brand new brewing system. It's a bigger brewing brew house, and they're going to take the smaller brew house that they have currently and move it into the tasting room. So then they'll start brewing at the tasting room as well as the main brewery.
Cool.
But they'll do a lot of like one-off specialty things in the tasting room. And then do all the regular beers in the main brewery.
Oh,
the tasting
okay.
room's cool because it's right next door to a pizza place called Two Saucy Broads,
yeah.
which I think
oh,
is the best
really?
Pizza place name ever.
Yeah, yeah it is.
And the pizza's good.
Their
pizza's
like
fantastic.
It.
Yeah, we have the
I've
pizza.
I've never
yeah.
been there. I've seen
great.
It. Okay, yeah. well, I think people should go there then. Take a trip up from Laguna Beach and
yeah. Yeah.
North
they
County.
They should first go up to Ninkasi in Eugene.
Well, yeah.
And then travel back down to Orange County.
I'd like to go there.
And stop at Golden Road on the way.
There we go.
Stop at Golden Road and then go to Fullerton.
Plug all the breweries we found here.
Hey, Don, they also have food trucks that come in.
Ooh, I love food trucks.
You can have your variety of different styles.
What kind of food trucks?
All different styles. So they come in and out all day long.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun. So you can taste beer and sample your favorite food?
Taste beer. Leave your wine at home and come and taste some beer.
There you go, right?
Leave my wine at home. I will. Yeah, I'll just take it with me.
All in all, it's kind of bittersweet because, like I said, I've been there for a long time. A lot of great relationships. The company's been around for, close to 100 years, 80 years, I think.
1948.
Wow.
Long time.
Yeah, that's
and I think
right.
Howard's been there 90% of the time. So.
Ouch.
But I, friends like Howard and then other people I work with, it wasn't an easy decision to walk away from, not just because of the friendships, but because of the security. I've been there for so long.
Yeah.
Knowing that every day I can get up and have a job and then go into something brand new like this where you're kind of like, all right, it's a brand new adventure. Let's see what's going to happen. But there's always that little bit of nervousness, like, hey, is this really going to work?
It's almost like you're at the ground level of like an indie startup thing. So that's pretty cool to be, again, on the ground floor of it and to build it up.
Thing. Yeah.
So thanks for the knuckle sandwich from Bootleggers
Absolutely.
You brought in. And
I got to bring gifts.
Honestly, man, the Bourbon County Stout you brought, and I can't thank you enough. Seriously.
Thank you.
That was very, very kind of you.
Thank you.
Mookie, are you going more towards the Belgians now?
A little bit, yeah. I'm stepping out sometimes.
What kind of beers have you been enjoying lately?
How about let's get to that after we play a song or two.
Maybe we've been talking too much.
All right, we're KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM.